OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I pulled my own finger.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Be an interesting day today.
Things have happened. You think we have any listeners left, by the way, to the station?
What is that?
Is my mic on?
Your mic's on.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 18th day of September 2014. I don't know why I do that. I just like to do it because you never really hear anybody do that. I have days where I don't know what the date is. You know, you're filling something. What's the date today? Well, if you're filling something out, it's the 18th. Excuse me, of September. Yeah, thank you. Now, one of the great things about not preparing a show is that we have a chance to talk about things like we're going to talk about now. You know, something happens, you know, unexpectedly. A lot of radio people go, well, we talk about it, but we've got a full show schedule. We've got guests and authors and professors and psychologists, and we're going to read a bunch of lists, and somebody's going to call their husband, and, you know, we can't do that. We can do anything. Anything what you could call here and talk about anything you want to, but before that, and it's Thursday, talent show day.
Yes.
We have some good news and bad news about the talent show.
Yes.
We have absolutely lost and do not have copies of every single contestant on the we have no idea your phone number, your name. We know, though.
How can that be?
We're about to tell
you. Yeah, hang on.
It gets better. We do know that the two top contenders were the guy who played the ukulele, Sunny Side of the Street. I don't remember his name. I want to say Mike, but I don't remember. And the woman who played the organ.
Oh, that's right.
And she
and put Ernie Hayes to shame.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah,
I think
in St. Louis Blues. I think was it?
I don't remember it, but she was good. So those two are at this point competing for the prize, but we're firing the talent show up. The good news for those of you who we told, we don't know, we don't want your phone number, you got another shot at it. The talent show is open for business, and we'll take some talent today. But first, with his contribution to the Burke segment. And
thank you very much.
And it's a doozy.
Yes.
I give you Dan Strauss. Well, let me start this by saying I got a call this morning at home, and I was not in a good mood when I answered your call because I'd had no sleep.
Yeah, you sounded like...
I got home at 5:30.
Oh, that's
why. How could that
why?
Be? We got off last night at like 6
well,
o'clock.
Here's how it could be. I'm holding three aces, and I'm going to draw to them. It's gambling. So I slept...
What time did this call come in?
Well, 10. It came in at 10 o'clock,
yeah.
I got up at 5:30, but I didn't really go to bed till 8:30, so the call comes at 10. I sat in a chair.
You got home at 5:30 and you slept till 8:30?
In a chair.
You slept in a chair?
Yeah.
Why?
He was afraid to go back. No, no, you know what? This is such... I'm going to tell my story, then Dan's going to tell his story.
Yeah, Dan can wait.
I get home, and this is what's so screwed up about me. I lost an amount of money. I'm embarrassed to say that I lose. So I get home, and I'm in a bad mood. And I try to be quiet because my wife is a light sleeper and she can't stand any light, the tiniest amount of light. And Angela, Pierre's wife, the same way. So I have to stumble around in the dark and then finally go back into the bathroom, the closet, close the door so she can't see any light. And then I get undressed and I empty my pockets. And I'm already in a bad mood. And on the, there's a little place in the closet where she puts stuff, like she takes off her watch and her, you know, and on there is a receipt from Nordstrom.
Mm-mm.
From last night while I was gambling.
Uh-oh.
And I blew a gasket. I could not sleep then. Having been up to 5, still couldn't sleep. I was so mad at this purchase because it was clothing.
Right.
And stuff she doesn't need. Now, the truth is, I'm throwing money away gambling.
Right. You had just come home after a...
Yet, for some reason, what she did to me, it's just wrong, and she doesn't need these clothes. So I got in bed, and I tried to lie down, and I was just steam coming out, and I wanted to go, hey, wake up and explain this receipt.
Oh, she'd have had...
I know I just got home at 5:30 in the morning after gambling all night, but wake up and tell me about it.
I know how ridiculous this sounds. So,
no, it doesn't.
And I knew that if I did that, two things would happen. Well, great, now I can't sleep. She'd be up at 5:30 in the kitchen making a spinach smoothie or some crap that she drinks. And now I might as well just stay up now. And oh, by the way, how much did you lose tonight? At least I bought something. So I didn't want to get into all that. So I honestly goodness, I was in the bed for about 2 minutes, and I just thought, I'll never go to sleep. So I got up and went in another room and sat in a chair for 3 hours.
Stewing?
No, just trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And finally nodded off.
You didn't want to lay next to her.
No, I didn't. Honestly goodness, I didn't. So... And look, at married guys, you've been there. You've been there. You know you have. You're so mad, you don't even want to bump against them.
But you were mad. You were already mad at yourself.
I was mad at two people.
I was mad at
myself, and now I'm mad at her.
But you could have slept just fine if you were just mad at
yourself. Oh, yeah. I could lose a fortune. I could lose a fortune and sleep like a baby. But clothes? Are you kidding me?
At least I have something to show for it.
If you saw her closet,
you would think,
you'd go, man,
possibly?
I bet Neiman Marcus is jealous of this one, of this collection of clothes. So I sat in the chair, and then finally I sort of bolted up, and I realized, it's 8:30. I guess I'll crawl in bed. So I did, and it's 8:30. 10 o'clock, phone rings. It's Dan. And I'll let Dan take it from here. Go ahead.
And he answers it, and he goes, hello.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, whoa. I figured you would be, I thought that he would be up.
No, but it's okay. Once I heard your story, I was wide awake. And now, share it with me.
So I walk out this morning to go be an instructor at a school.
Whoa.
Don't downplay that.
That's what is this?
Tell me more. I went to go teach at Broadcast Center this morning, and I get up, and I walk out into the driveway, and I look down, and I see the stuff on the driveway, and I'm
not like dog doo-doo.
No, it's just stuff all over the place, and it was black, and I couldn't comprehend. I'm like, what in the heck is that? And I look up, and then I look at my car, and my window is broken out. The back driver's side window.
So the left rear window.
Yes.
Broken out. Somebody broke into your car, and it was in a driveway.
Yes.
Not in a garage.
No, in a driveway.
But I can't wait to get the part where we tell them how dumb you are, what you left in the car. Go ahead.
I left my briefcase in the car sitting on the back seat.
Stupid.
They took the briefcase. I guess just reached in, grabbed a briefcase. I had all sorts of band stuff in the very back of the car. I had a wireless unit for my guitar. I had mic stand. I had a guitar stand. I had a couple other things in there. Not amps or guitars or anything, but some of that stuff. They didn't touch any of that. I had some really nice binoculars laying on the floorboard in the back seat.
Why do you carry binoculars?
They didn't take that. In case I go to the ball game or a hockey game or something, I take them in with me all the time.
Okay.
So they're
uses
always...
them to drive.
Yeah, I do.
He straps them on his hand.
Is that stoplight? Oh, yeah, it's red. But
I'm sorry, sometimes we make fun of your vision impairment. We probably shouldn't, no, but it's funny.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so they broke out your left rear window. They took your briefcase.
My briefcase with everything in it from the show. Everything.
Folks, this show, we may not even be able to have a show.
Including a checkbook. I had a checkbook in there. I had a couple of other things in there. And I can't, then you start going through your mind. What in the heck was in there? And I had just gone through it and kind of cleaned it out a little bit. So I was trying to remember what did I put back in there? What did I put back in there of any significance or anything like that? So
checkbook significant.
Checkbook is significant.
But let's get to the real saddest
the
part of this.
Stuff.
Saddest part?
The harmonica.
Yep.
Was in there.
Yep.
It's now in the hands
of a thug.
Of a thug who doesn't know how to play harmonica properly.
Nope.
No.
That harmonica is gone.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
We have to get a new harmonica.
I had the phone numbers in there for the lunch lady.
Oh, this is the other thing. Lunch lady's number, Norman, the kazoo player, his number. All the numbers that Dan had, all of our talent contestants, their names, numbers, what their talent was, gone.
Everything was in there. Now, everything for the show was in there.
Now, the other thing that you're not sharing, so I will, because you should be proud of it. Well, maybe, no, you shouldn't be proud of it. Your condoms are in there.
Yeah.
And you have to have, your condoms are custom made.
Yeah.
There's a thimble company up in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That makes Dan's condoms. They're XXXS.
Yeah.
Extra small.
Yeah. That's not what we discussed this morning. We were talking about trash. What are these trash bags in here?
Right.
So
now he has no little condoms. And other condoms that you buy in the store just fall off.
Yeah.
So no condoms. No, no harmonica.
No harmonica.
No checkbook. And no phone numbers of our talent contestants. So, folks, I guess the good news is we can just tell you flat out, it was down to two people. So don't feel bad. Oh, I might have won if you hadn't lost my number. No, no. We'll reconnect somehow. We'll have the ukulele guy call and the lady that played the organ. And then we'll start from there, and we'll take new contestants today because today's Thursday talent date. Now, let's recap. What did you learn from this? You don't leave a briefcase in a car parked in the driveway.
No, I don't. And called the cops. The cops showed up and said, he got out and he says, "You're one of three so far."
Did he say something like, "You're one of three morons who left briefcases in?"
No. He said the other people, they broke out and they took change out of the council that they found. There was nothing else taken out. They took little.
What a pathetic criminal that breaks a car window to get some change.
Yeah.
And Peon and I were saying when they got that briefcase, because, you know, if you watch enough movies, when I picture a briefcase,
this is some investment banker.
Snap it open, there's cash in there, so maybe it's a drug deal.
Yeah.
They opened it up and went, "What?
Yeah.
A harmonica?
What is a number for a lunch lady?
What is this?" Yeah, they're going to call. Let's call this number.
Well, hello.
Yeah, and they can't use the condoms because they're too small for most people. So that was a complete
win. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Well, sorry it happened.
So I ended up having to change accounts and things like that. And then I have to – that's all the things that you have to do. I called John Londoff, and my car is now at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in the service department.
Mm-hmm.
They
didn't damage the body, just the window.
There is a small mark on the trim right there by the window. So
yeah, they'll replace that.
Yeah, they'll replace that. But glass everywhere, though, inside the car, all over inside the car, and then all over.
You had to be furious. I mean, let me tell you something. When somebody violates your house or car, it's just
nothing worse than that.
Because you immediately try to visualize who was it, when did they do it. You try to see the scene in your mind. You're right there a few feet away in the house, and right outside there's some scumbag breaking the window out of your car.
And, when I walked out, and I couldn't figure out what it was on the ground, and I looked up and saw my window, an F-bomb may have come out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
A loud one. So neighbors probably heard that, and then I looked in, and another one came out, and then I think several other ones came out, too.
Well, here's what I don't... where was your girlfriend's car?
Right next to mine.
Okay, but you said normally her car is in the garage.
Yes.
That's another thing that doesn't add up. You've got a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
and the man lets the woman put her car in the garage. Yeah. What am I missing?
No, that doesn't sound
make
right.
any sense.
I don't know. I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what I was
and
thinking.
And they didn't touch her car. You're starting. They want to hit and run. You know, you don't want to dunce around and go, hey, let's get this other guy. Then you could get caught. So they're cowards, and they want to run as fast as they can.
And I'm guessing they had a flashlight, and they could look in and see what's in her car, nothing. What's in my car, a briefcase.
You think
let's
they said,
that.
Hey, let's get that briefcase. I bet it's got a harmonica in it. It mm-hmm. might have a harmonica.
Yeah. If we get a harmonica, I'm going to check Craigslist.
And some XXXS condoms in it.
Yeah. But the cop was telling me that he has a buddy that's a musician, and someone broke into his car, got his guitar out. And it was a rare guitar and also a very unique guitar strap. And they said a couple days later they saw it on Craigslist.
See, I think... That's when you're a really stupid criminal.
Exactly.
Change the guitar strap at least. I mean, how stupid can you be?
So they found it on Craigslist, met the guy somewhere, and then arrested him.
Well, is there anything we can do? I mean, we all feel bad. Is there anything we can do?
Mm. No.
I guess
no.
Okay, well,
yeah, it was weird seeing him walk in today without that empty-handed.
I know.
That was
very strange.
Every day for... I've been here.
Let me just tell people now, there will be no harmonica playing on this show today.
No.
Unless somebody's in the area. Where do they sell harmonicas around here?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel has them.
Well, there's not a Cracker Barrel here, around here.
No. There's one right over the bridge in St. Charles, I think. That's probably the closest one.
Yeah,
only way there'll be harmonica, if some listener wanted to come, I mean, that would be asking a lot. Pick up a, you know, harmonica at Cracker Barrel, bring it by here. We could get it before 6 o'clock.
It doesn't have to be expensive.
Well, that's the thing about you. You can play even the cheapest harmonica.
Yeah.
I prefer
the cheap ones.
Yeah.
We all do.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, good luck, Peon. Do you have anything? I mean, it's hard
to follow. I was just going to maybe give us some good news here after that.
Use it.
I was able to go online and procure the lunch lady's phone number.
Ooh. You were?
Ooh. Yes.
Good
word.
Beautiful.
So that was, I was able to find that. So that's good news.
Great. Give that to Dan.
I have one more thing. If we're getting ready to have a guest on.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to call him.
I saw this website today. This is a fairly new one, and it's quite entertaining. It's called passengershaming.com, and so it's a new website that just popped up. People are taking pictures now.
I've heard about this.
Of these awful people on either airplane. It's mostly airplanes here.
Doing disgusting things.
Like, this is a lady's here. I'll show you one here. This is a lady's picture. She's pointing it back to the row behind her, and in between the two seats in her row are some morons, two
bare feet. Let me try to describe this.
Like, almost on their armrest.
Let's say you're in an airplane seat, and there's that gap between your seat and the seat next to you. This woman in the behind you has her stinky bare feet sticking out between your seat and the seat next to you. If you look to your left, where you put your arm, there are her feet.
Yeah.
That would last with me about 2 seconds.
Here's a guy without his shirt on across the aisle in an airplane. Another guy who's sitting in a seat.
Oh, these people are disgusting.
Yeah, so...
So what's the site?
Passengershaming.com. I'll go ahead and put a link to it on our Facebook page. But, yes, if you want to be entertained
now, is that legal? Can you do that? Can you
take pictures of other people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they're in public, you have no right to privacy if you're in public.
Okay, I got another idea. How about from the car, if you're at a stoplight, taking a shot of somebody doing something disgusting or stupid and put in on a sight?
Maybe yeah, no, that would be legal, too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, whenever you're out in public, you have no, there's a term for it, but yeah, you have no right to privacy if you're in public, so.
I didn't, I thought that was if you were a, you know, a public.
All the paparazzi, how do they stay in business? The celebrities are out in public.
If you're a celebrity or a politician or somebody well known, you can't stop it. But private citizens who aren't public people.
No, not if you're in public. If you're in public, you have no right to privacy.
That's a good site.
Yes, yeah, so I'll go ahead and put a link to it on our
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It'll be there. We bring on a man who I just saw. Wow, a little over an hour ago.
I saw him too
today. I also
today.
Had to go up there because I'm having my car serviced, and I'm going to talk about what I'm driving. But first, we don't do this often enough. How about a big rousing round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for the number one Chevy dealer in the United States of America, Johnny Linedog.
Yeah.
Give it on up.
Yeah. Is it all right to clap for yourself?
Well, I'm sure you just did.
Well, you asked for a rousing. I mean, you know, if I sat here like a dead fish, it'd look kind of weird.
I would like to take a moment. I have had in my life not many pickup trucks, but I've had, one that I can think of, and it was the small, you know, S10 small pickup. But I dropped my car off today, and you were nice enough to give me this Silverado LTZ. Let me tell you something, folks. I cannot even believe this is a pickup truck. It makes me want a pickup. I have a disease. I have a car disease. The first thing I thought when I got on a 270, I thought, I want one of these. I don't need a pickup truck. And the other thing about me, this is so beautiful. This pickup truck is so spectacular. I don't think I could haul anything in it. I'd be afraid I'd make a mark on it or smudge it or if I worked in it and used a truck, I'd have to have a beater, like an old pickup truck. This would be my go-to-dinner limousine truck. This thing has air-conditioned seats, heated steering wheel.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, no. It's beyond belief. And it rides like a Mercedes. It rides like it's on a marshmallow suspension that's still firm, yet...
Like a dream.
I cannot believe what's happened to pickup truck. And it's a crew cab, so it's four doors and back seats. And I can't remember your guy that I spoke to before I left who was there. I said, I need to look at the back seat. I want to see if it has the hooks for baby seats because the regulations on these baby seats, and we have a grandson, and we're going to be babysitting this weekend. And sure enough, there they were. There are two, for those of you who don't know, if you tuck your hand in the back seat, where the back meets the seat, there are two metal hooks that are literally part of the frame of that car. And you hook that car seat left and right on that thing, and it's not going anywhere, and it has them. And I wouldn't expect a truck to have that. This truck has everything on. I love this truck.
I knew you would.
No, I do. I absolutely love it.
And did you mention that I gave that to you to drive?
Well, you gave it to me to drive. You give it to me as a gift.
Couple of weeks, because we'll probably sell it, and then we're going to just rotate you into a Tahoe.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to cruise to Jeff City and onto the lake this weekend. We're going to pick up our grandson. I'm going to put him in the back of that thing because that's the one thing about it.
As long as you take a picture, and then we can get a picture of it. And
sure. When people talk about a car saying it's a cruiser, it means it's a highway, floats along on a trip. You could take a trip in this car and be as comfortable as any luxury car you've ever been in.
It's just the drive. I know people think, well, like we rehearse it. We don't. I told them, I'm like, wait until you drive this truck. It is just, it's not like anything you've driven before. It does not drive like a truck.
No.
But yet it still has all the torque. I mean, how about the response? I mean, it's so quick. It's really unbelievable.
Not that we're gonna have
a speed get a ticket, but it just drives like a luxury.
And it's still a truck. And you look, I got out and walked around and looked at it. And it's got these nasty, great tires where I thought, I wish it was snowing right now. I'd eat through that snow.
No.
It's terrific. I'm glad you let me drive it because I have not driven a truck.
You really like me now, don't you?
In a while. I liked you before.
I tell you what, I can feel it. I can feel the love coming through the phone.
Do you have any idea? I haven't looked at the paperwork yet. What the price tag on that truck would be? I'm going to guess 45 or something because it's got everything on it.
No, not even close. No, really? probably mid-30s, maybe 38, 39. Yeah.
I have a Trailblazer.
If you look at the window sticker, the MSRP, and take a... You okay?
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah.
What was that?
No, I'm on the back side of what was almost a cold, but I didn't get a cold.
Didn't sound like a cold. That was really... That came from you just now?
I think it did, yeah.
Bam!
Yeah.
Don't do that in the truck if possible.
No,
okay?
No, we never do that.
Roll the window down if you have to.
So go ahead. Sticker price, MSRP.
$11,000 off. So look at the sticker price later. Take $11,000 off, and that's the price.
All right, here's my
$11,000 off.
Here's my crew cab suggestion to you.
Yes, sir.
I have a Trailblazer. It's 11 years old. It has an upgraded stereo with Bluetooth in it. It's in perfect shape. Let's say this truck with the rebates and discounts or whatever is 33.
Swap them out.
Even Steven swap. And what you get, in addition to the Trailblazer, is me talking about all the time my truck and everywhere I go, making sure when I get gas, when I go to the store, making sure everybody gathers around and sees that Johnny Londo. Don't answer now. Think about it.
Somebody will be able to drive a Trailblazer that was driven by...
Well, what's the value in
a
limited edition?
Right
driven, limited issue driven by me.
Let me think about this.
Think about it. Don't answer today.
I don't have to answer today?
Yeah,
sit on it. I wanted to answer today.
I have a brand new Chevy Equinox I'm driving, too.
And we're negotiating here.
This is not about you.
Negotiation just to come stop on in there.
He doesn't do deals with people who leave briefcases in their cars.
Oh.
Is that the briefcase in the car?
Yes. It's gone.
Okay. I thought about this. Even Steven, the Trailblazer for the 2014 Silverado Crew Cab.
Yep. And my promise and my word that
if I get next year of 2015, if I get the first 6 months free, and then we go to 4 days a week.
First 6 months of advertising?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, advertising.
Let me think about it. No.
Okay, well,
you guys are in a stalemate here, it looks like.
Well, that's
Move on to the next negotiation, Don.
You were very busy there today. It's a spectacular day. A lot of customers.
You know what?
I met a listener who's a customer.
Great talking, but this place is very busy every day. It's very rarely is it slow, and a lot has to do with you and your team. Really, it has to do with your great listeners. I mean, again, I think I've met another three or four. And stuff again. Now we have repeat customers that have been coming back here now.
Is his brother Pete there?
Pete and Repeat were sitting on the fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
I met a listener.
Very serious
right now.
Barb. I met Barb today in the parking lot. She's a listener and a customer.
I met Barb today also.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she is.
And she does volunteer work at one of the assisted living care facilities for.
She said something odd to me.
Alzheimer's.
She said, I was in John Londoff's office. I was up in his office, and she said, we were on his desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something about,
what?
And Dan was there, and you were taking pictures. What is going on?
I was there.
What is that about?
We were all on the...
What she said was that she, when she was up here buying her Sonic, she said, I'm so excited, I want to get on your desk and dance. And she sings and dances. She sang the national anthem.
On your desk?
She wasn't standing on my desk. She, you know, got about halfway up there and then danced. Well, hey, I can do that too. So you get about halfway up on my desk.
My goodness.
Well, I'm going at the wrong times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a party in John's office. And then the national anthem.
Well, I'm glad you cleared it up because all she said was...
She did not have any script. She didn't, you know, pull it. She read it, sang it verbatim, and it was unbelievable. We're all standing at attention, our hands on our hearts. And, I mean, this lady's about adorable. She is just adorable.
She needs to be in our talent show, today's talent show.
And then when she was driving home, a big rock chipped her window.
Oh.
And so you know what I want to do? I hope Barbara's, I hope she's listening right now. I want to trade her even for a brand new Sonic of her choice.
That's
here.
So you. Somebody has a chip in their windshield and you want to buy a new car?
Hey, John, I have a chip in a window.
Well, there's some other reasons. Her previous salesperson didn't do the Jenny Londoff delivery process. Then luckily a couple of other people stepped in and they did do the proper delivery. You know, I mean, you just can't put somebody in a vehicle and not go over. What were the last thing that I said to you? I'm like, I'm going to have somebody go over all the features and the benefits. And you're like, you know, I'll figure it out. I'm really smart.
I don't talk like that.
Who said that?
I don't talk like that.
Hi, welcome to Pinion's Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't need to hear anything like that. Yeah. I can do it all myself.
I'll figure it out. Yeah, what's going on?
All right, well, one of the Hall of Fame customers just walked in here. Tony Clark, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd. Say hi to Frank Opinion.
How you doing?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Pretty good.
Tony had some tragedy in his life recently. I hope it's okay to talk about it. He lost his beautiful wife to cancer.
June 24th.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. So we've given him some Londoff love, gave him a unbelievable deal. And what did you just buy today?
2011 Camaro.
Convertible.
Way to go, Tony.
They do a good job here. 6-1 in 10 years I bought from him.
And what a great convertible day today.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
perfect. I'm going to let you get out there. Give me a little hug here, Tony.
Okay.
A little man hug there, buddy.
I wanted to thank you for the good deal.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Take care.
You too, buddy. Can't wait to see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening in live to an actual customer telling him how grateful he is.
This
is live, unscripted.
Totally.
You don't hear this just
live man hug.
Yeah, live man hug.
Good man. Good. I mean, what a great guy. We have so many great customers here. I'm just very, very lucky. And, of course, we surround ourselves with some awesome teammates, some great, great, great people that make Johnny Londoff go round and round. So have you figured everything out? I mean, there's a lot of technology on that vehicle.
I pulled off.
I know you're smart.
No. Here's the deal. I'm the guy who goes over everything. I read the manual. I pulled off 270 about 2 miles from the dealership, and I figured I paired my phone. I found all kinds of stuff. I had the seat cooling going, and I had everything I needed till I get home. When I get home, I'll sit in it in the driveway for about 20 minutes, and I'll have everything. I'll preset stations. I'll have everything figured out. But it's got this truck. This truck has, I think it probably has everything you can get on a Silverado. I can't imagine that there's anything else.
You know, here's what Frankie comes into my office because I wanted to make sure. I didn't tell you, but I wanted to make sure it had everything on. I wanted the
there's that impression
wheels.
Again.
Who said that?
Had everything.
That doesn't even sound right.
I want to make sure everything.
How about hey, I looked at that truck. Thank you.
Now, do you know the way there, what I was thinking was, and I'm not making this up, I'm thinking to myself on the way.
Thank you.
I hope this thing has chrome wheels and it's really dolled up. I don't want some plain Jane entry-level truck. And I pull up, and I'm not kidding, the most spectacular chrome running boards, chrome, it's exactly what I hoped it would be.
Dolled up?
Yeah.
Dowel. A dowel.
Dolled up. It's all, yeah.
Dolled up. So we were talking about dowels. But, you know, it's a silver, it's a truck, you know?
Yeah.
You know, tough.
That's right, Don. It's a truck.
I want to make sure everything
is great.
You hear some of the commercials on your station. Like, whenever there's a truck spot, a Chevy truck, I mean, the guy's voice, it's like he eats gravel.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
Yeah, we don't know what he's talking about our guy.
We've never noticed that.
We don't know.
What is wrong
with
you?
Well, it's nice, and I'm going to have a great time driving it, and thank you.
And my pleasure. And thank you for everything that you guys do for us. And it was a treat, I know, for a lot of people to meet you here today, Frank. And Danny Danny just hung around. I'm just hanging around here. And how was that Equinox that you're driving?
It's nice. Very nice.
Yeah, good.
Well, here's what you got to love about John. Like he said, the guy that first had the chipped windshield is trying to trade him a new car. If you went in there and said, do you guys have any special product you use to get bugs? Because I've got bug stuff on my front of my car. John would say, you need a new car.
Yeah, we'll take care of that here. Just trade it in. We'll
a new car won't have that on it.
Yep.
You're making fun of me.
No.
I just gave you a truck.
We're talking about how passionate you are, and you're always selling.
Nothing. No, thank you.
I said, thank you. Well, go.
I was violated this morning. And when
does he know what happened to you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I called him this morning and talked to him about it. And
he was in tears when he called me, the poor thing. I consoled him. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, here's what you don't want to hear. In the briefcase they stole out of Dan's car, he had your home phone number and address.
Yes.
Yeah.
And directions to your house.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. The only time we ever answer a home phone is when one of our sons called from University of Dayton. You know, either Harry Lawnup or Timmy Lawnup. That's it. No other time do we ever really answer the home phone. So it's
they're not going to call you. They're just going to come to the house, whoever these guys are. They're just going to show up.
Good. Come on up.
Yeah.
You might be surprised.
He'll sell him a car.
Well, apparently a lot of people know where you are because I was there today, and there were a lot of people there. It's the Washington-Elizabeth exit, or Elizabeth-Washington, depending on which direction you're coming from, off 270. And I think all that's missing is that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. That's a great way to get the whole process started and even finished. We delivering vehicles to consumers. We're picking their vehicles up and doing everything we can to make it a smooth process. Service is very busy. If you're needing help for service appointments, you can even email me at lawndopjr@lawndop.com. One of our top service employees, Gene Bolton, on vacation. Oh, my God, we can't wait for Gene to come back Monday. It's amazing how one person can make such a huge difference. So we ramped up people answering the phones today and for tomorrow, so we'll be able to handle all of our great customers for service appointments.
Before we go, one more time, I'd like to hear your impression of me saying, no, that's okay, I'll figure it out.
I said, Frank, you want me to have someone go over the vehicle? Oh, no, I figured it out. I know all this stuff. I can't time train everything. I know what I'm really smart. I'm really, really, really smart.
Nice.
Sounds like Jay Leno.
Yeah,
I know.
I know how to fix all this stuff. It's okay. I'm head found in the car.
I never, ever said I'm really smart. I never said that. He made that up.
I have warehouses full of cars. I know how to fix this stuff.
You said I'm really smart.
All right, this segment's over. We'll send you some business, okay?
All right, genius.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
I never said that. He said, would you like somebody to go over the truck with you? And I said, I'm one of those guys that when I get a vehicle home, I sit there and figure.
Tinker.
I didn't want to take somebody's time.
All right.
I'll figure it all out. And if there's one thing I can't figure out, I'll call him. I didn't say, I'm really smart. I didn't say that. And I didn't sound like that first mention he did. Whatever that
means. It's okay. I'll figure it out.
Jay Leno. I turned it into Jay Leno at the end.
We're going to break, and we're coming back. Folks, today is talent show day. So the rest of this hour and all of next hour, we have to take your calls. Let me give you the numbers now. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Can't wait to hear your talent, as long as it's an audible talent. No ventriloquism, we can't see that. No tap dancing, no baton twirling. Impressions, sound effects, singing, playing an instrument, set the phone down and play. It's all yours. We've had a great time with it for the last few weeks, and we'll keep it going until there is no more. So stick around. Probably get to that after the news at the top of the hour. We're coming right back. Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, this report's brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less, tax, deposit, and CRV not included. Got a report of an accident on southbound 270 at Ladue, and things are starting to back up now to Page. Northbound 170 at Olive, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the left lane, and traffic's pretty solid back to Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown now. The Science Center through McCausland, you're looking heavy now from 270 through Mason, and a little bit heavy from at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, driver slowing down from 141 up through Mason. On eastbound 270, things are slowing now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, and northbound 170 slowing from Frost up through Highway 270. And this traffic report also brought to you by AutoTrader.com. With AutoTrader alerts, they'll let you know when the price drops on a car you've been looking for. They'll even send you cars that match what you're looking for. Sign up for text alerts at AutoTrader.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters. We'll throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free. A stainless steel undermount sink free. And removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Have you been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome? Are you having excessive bloating, reflux, abdominal pain, gas, diarrhea, or constipation? Are your digestive issues preventing you from doing the things you want for fear of embarrassment? Here at Premier Healthcare, we have helped hundreds of patients identify the underlying causes of their digestive issues and repair the digestive tract. They experience more energy, sleep better, get rid of the symptoms of IBS, and get their normal life back. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of digestive disorders. Things like nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, gastrointestinal infections, and food allergies. He customizes a diet and an all-natural plan to each patient based on their test results. If you're serious about getting your life back, call our offices at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, the number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with this problem any longer.
Hello, parents. It's your old friend, the voice of reason. Yeah, it's been an experience getting the kids through high school. Together we faced years of how comes and you nevers. Now we get to have the college talk. Hey, here's an idea. Why not consider St. Louis Community College? Hey, I'm the voice of reason, remember? A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College is a great way to prepare your student for success. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses and over 100 programs taught by top professors. Credits that transfer to universities nationwide. And the best reason of all, you're going to love this. The value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. So when we get an earful of, why can't I? Let's make the smart move and say, you can. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
Savings of $8,000. 0% financing for 72 months.
Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings
because they would rather sell it than move it.
Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LT Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it, sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River moving sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles with approved credit.
Kohl's has brand news, names to fall for. Find women's Adidas hoodies, $45, and savings on Adidas athletic shoes. Find Nutribullet, only $89.99. Jawbone Up, only $79.99. And Jawbone Mini Jambox, $129.99. Find sport watches at 25% off. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Only at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Friday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, hosts of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Garage, your domain, where a wall full of tool stacks holds the stories of past projects, where the utility light hangs like a loyal friend. So when you have to make the trip for parts, you want to make it fast. Just order your parts online at AdvanceAutoParts.com. You can pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes, then get right back to doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com now to learn more.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
First Community Credit Union has a... Well, it's temporary, as most of the offers are, and it's on their credit cards. It's like a 4.99% for a limited time. They'll tell you about it. And when you contact them, say, hey, tell me about your credit card. The other thing they'll tell you about, if you want them to, is everything. They'll tell you about every aspect of what they do and how they do it, but you can find that out on your own. You can go to their website, which is a really easy website to navigate. I'm not good. Give me an example. These people that travel and they book tickets online, I can't do that. I've tried to do it. Or a hotel room, forget that. Let somebody else do it and pay them $10 or whatever. But the First Community Credit Union website is very easy to navigate. So go on there, find out about their services. Oh, and Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, the yard sale is back. 7 to 9 with Paul Warner, sponsored by First Community Credit Union. Be on this Saturday and the following Saturday, and after that, we'll keep you posted. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com. Stick around. News and then you and talent. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC.